Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about Safety City. This is something that y'all have put together. Kind of like to get your thoughts on what the plan is for Safety City and why you decided to do that.
Well, we have not decided to do anything.
Excuse me, you got a presentation.
We
That's
had
right.
a presentation about Safety City. They had asked for property near Beachy Park. And there's some problems with that property. One, it's a lot of it's in floodplain, and the other, it's within 1,000 feet of an active gas well.
Yeah.
And, when we passed our oil and gas ordinance, we said no 1,000 feet distance to schools and playgrounds and the like. So that's problematic. They're going to have to raise about $4 million. They want a facility. And the buildings would be 5/8 scale, so kind of a mini city. And so the city's not interested in creating any more operating and maintenance expense, so they'd have to have an endowment that would have to pay for that.
So that doesn't sound really like it has, at least in your view, that that's something that's going to be able to happen on that scale?
It could, and there could be other land that's available, but they've got a lot of work to do before the city's going to lease them land.
Have you considered selling that piece of property or doing something else with it, maybe putting ball fields or something
well,
like that?
Adjacent to it, now this is not in Beachy Park, it is next to. In Beachy Park is going to be the new Fun for All playground.
Right.
And so they were hoping that they could perhaps use some of the parking lot as well to go through Fun for All to reach the Safety City. But that's yet to be determined.
Sure. One of the news stories we have today, Jennifer Prochaska had made a presentation to you about y'all are kind of fast-tracking signs in Welburn to help out as far as development out there is concerned, and that's probably moving in the right direction.
We are basically grandfathering in the signs that were already there and to make it part of the Welburn plan.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the College Station's agreement with Brazos County and the Municipal Utility District that you've got going.
We approved the Municipal Utility District for this is property that where the speedway is.
You know, we had talked about that. I guess it's interesting for us in the general public. It kind of popped up. Was this something that you knew was going to? Because I think Bill Mather said that June 15th is going to be the last day that they're going to be racing out there. Did that come as a surprise to you?
We knew that he was moving ahead with the subdivision. It's called Southern Point, and it's going to be about 1,400 homes plus commercial. He's been working on it for over a year. We did not have a date for, you know, the stopping of the races at the speedway, and he apparently is going to demolish it shortly thereafter.
Now, what does that do as far as the city is concerned? Obviously, with any developer, you have certain levels that you want them to have that infrastructure.
Right. Now, this is in the county. It's not
right.
in the city, but it will be in the city at some point. And so part of the development agreement, which is what he signs to be able to access city services, is he'll have to follow the building codes, the sign regulations, non-residential architect standards, off-street parking requirements, have to do landscaping requirements, and have to do a traffic impact analysis. All of those are part of what's called the development agreement. And then at a certain point when the subdivision is built out a certain amount, it'll automatically annex into the city. It won't be a petition. It's so when people buy property out there, they know that at some point in the life of that house, it's going to be part of the city.
Sure. Well, and again, that will bring full circle for those of us who've lived here a while, how exciting it was that Texas World Speedway opened, and now that land is going to kind of be repurposed into something that'll be another pod of a pretty good-sized subdivision.
Yeah, and it'll be a planned community.
Yeah, and I'm guessing we'll talk to folks from the school district, but I'm thinking that might be an opportunity there for them as well.
Yeah, and we part of the development agreement is that we have the option to buy 2 acres for a fire station, future fire station.
Again, could be important stuff,
yeah.
too. Blanche Brick is going to join us on Friday, and I know one of the things that Councilmember Brick is excited about talking about is transportation, and I guess guess as it stands right now, you're about 3 weeks away from hearing from a presentation from the Brazos Transit. They've already been to Bryan. Do you see that there's some things going on to maybe lay groundwork of expansion there?
Yes. We had... I serve on the city's transportation committee, as does, and Ms. Brick chairs it. We had a presentation from Peter Lang at A&M Transportation Services and Mr.
McGrath. Macbeth.
And John Macbeth about how they're partnering together. And the transit district is going to be doing a study that'll be conducted for them by the Metropolitan Planning Organization to look at ridership and demographics and the like, to look at perhaps expanded hours.
Yeah, we've already had this discussion a couple of times with Mayor Byansky, because they've already been to council, and we'll continue to have this discussion with you and the other members of council as the citizenry gets out there. But I mean, in a big picture kind of deal, this is the sort of thing that as the city grows, you have to start struggling with those problems, which you certainly didn't have to do maybe when you first came on council.
Right. Right now, the ridership, their last hour, they average one person, you know, from their 6 to 7. So expanding evening hours doesn't seem to me, this is just my opinion, as reasonable as perhaps doing Saturday hours, since so many service workers work Saturdays as well.
Well, again, it's not a world that most of us live in, that we have to depend on others because we have our independent means of transportation. But at some point, government does have to step in and help those people who need to have mobility. But at the same time, I think we need to be good stewards and make sure that we're not frivolous with the way that money's used.
Exactly.
Now, one of the other things, I know that there has to be legislative action taken in Austin, but where do we stand with hot funds that College Station may be able to use to help out with football, since the take it to the grid thing has had to move out of Post Oak Mall? Where are we there?
Well, I believe we're going to be using Veterans Park. And a hot tax would not cover the parking, but it could perhaps cover the police and fire and EMS overtime that we pay to service the games.
Yeah, because you got to move the traffic in and out.
Yeah, and so it's part of, you know, the event planning. Or
from that standpoint?
Yeah, so I think we can use hot tax for that. Mm-hmm. And that'd be about $300,000 for the season, yeah. So it's not insignificant.
Not at all. Anything else you got for us this morning?
Well, I also want to tell you that we have our bond election committee on transportation coming up on
23rd,
on Monday.
Is that right?
Monday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at the College Station Utilities Meeting and Training Facility on Graham Road at 7 o'clock.
So, now, not necessarily that you would know the format, but do you have an idea as to how that's going to be done? We were discussing that the other day. I was discussing, I think, with Jay Sokol as to whether they are going to do their presentation first and then hear citizens, or do we know exactly how that format's going to run?
Do not know. We're certainly going to hear from the citizens. Now, whether they ask for the input first and then talk about what the committee's been looking at, or talk about what the committee's looking at and then get input, that's kind of up to Teddy Ellison, who's chairing that particular subcommittee.
Yeah. And again, I hope that there's something out there for I know it can't be streamed, but, you know, transportation obviously has an impact on everybody in Bryan College Station.
Absolutely.
And what we do with it and where we go with it and how those dollars are spent are going to be pretty important.
Yeah. And this is, we're looking at the entire city. We're looking at big capital improvements. We're not looking at putting speed bumps on somebody's street or fixing potholes. That's done through our regular budget.
This is big picture stuff.
Big picture stuff.
Got it. All right, that's coming up on the 23rd, and again, we'll obviously keep you up to date on it. But if you are a citizen and feel like you'd like to get some sort of input, there's your opportunity to do that. Anything else for us today?
Nope.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and I'm sorry that the elevator wasn't working for you this morning. But
that's okay. I could use the exercise.
There you go. That's Mayor Nancy Berry. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.